Blog Talk Radio.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hi, everyone. This is Jody Lang, Dr. Jody Lang, here in Santa Fe, New Mexico, talking about healing coming back to wholeness today. I'm a bit concerned about our internet connection with Mercury going retrograde tomorrow and the fact that it says I only have another 9 minutes on air. I may have to call back in and have all this happen a little more. But basically today we're talking about what is the nature of healing, what are the five dimensions, and does one need to be present, does one need to be aware for healing to occur, is that an essential part of healing, and also what are some of the methods available to us in our healing. And I thought today I would start by sharing with you some words that I wrote many years ago and that will be part of my upcoming book later this summer. Right now, the working title of this book is The Gift of Pain in an Integrative Healing Process. So let me begin. Most of us in the Western world have been taught to honor thy father and thy mother. Just listen to the Ten Commandments if you have any doubts about this. I say it is time to honor thyself. It is in honoring thyself that we have the capacity to honor others. We must begin with ourselves. I want you to look at the letter I, the capital letter, the one that has a line across the bottom and across the top. The letter I is grounded in the earth, and it is grounded in the heavens. It is straight up and down. We must honor the I that we are. If we don't, we begin to splinter and split off from our true nature. Coping skills, symptoms, and the effects of splintering and splitting begin to manifest. Dysfunctions and disease set into our body. We become ill, isolated, lethargic, depressed. We have negative thoughts and feelings about ourselves. We are no longer the I that we once were. We become hunched over and wallow in our own self-pity. We pull away from others, those who love us, and in the process, pull away from our own center. You ask, what is center? Center is our true nature, the core of our being, of our beingness. It is where balance and harmony exist, strength and power reside. Center is being complete and whole. When we are centered, life becomes alive. Our body is the best tool we will ever be given to know whether we are centered or need to get back to center. It lets us know through pain when we are out of sync with our inner nature. Pain may manifest on the physical, emotional, mental, psychological, and spiritual level. And those are the five dimensions of our beingness, ourself, that we will discuss. Many times, more than one level of pain will manifest. These pains are truly gifts, from my perspective, and they are catalysts for us to look inward, into the depths, the dark shadow side of ourself. Pain brings attention to the part of our life that we have denied, suppressed, and pushed away in order to survive in the moment. But we live beyond the moment, and that's what we must work toward. Living fully in the moment and moving forward. If we continue to survive with these pains by being and pushing them away through drugs, through alcohol, through food and work and unhealthy relationships, our soul will begin to die. When our soul dies, we cease to exist on this earthly plane. We physically die. So it is life that we must embrace. You may remember Mr. Keating from the Dead Poets Society. He encouraged his young students to seize the day. He went on to say, and I quote, "Gather ye rosebuds while you may. Make your lives extraordinary. Words and ideas can change the world. That the powerful play of life goes on, and you may contribute your verse. What will your verse be?" We must constantly look at things in a new way. Strive to find your own voice. Dare, he said, to strike out and find new ground. With his words in mind, let's remember that risk must be taken. We must be willing to acknowledge our pain. We must be willing to feel and embrace our pain. We must accept that pain, from an integrative healing perspective, is our ally. Our ally. Pain is the gift that brings focused attention to no other than ourselves. For most of us, acknowledging, feeling, and embracing our pain means we must look at ourselves in a new light. What we're talking about here is about making choices. That's right, choosing to take control of your life. Empowering yourself through embracing your total being. Oh, but most of you will say, but this is scary. It's new to me. Well, it takes courage and it takes a willingness on your part to release your inner secrets. Inner secrets, you say? What? Yes, those inner secrets that go on in our heads. I'm not good enough. I'm not worthy. I'm dirty. I'll never make it. I'm just a loser. There are many more secrets that many of us hold, and we must let them go. They have to be released. Releasing those secrets you have about yourself allows room for new beliefs, new knowing, new gnosis about yourself to emerge. All it takes is courage. Remember the cowardly lion in The Wizard of Oz? He was spineless, timid, and gutless. I wonder, why was he this way? Well, I think it's because he focused his attention outward, believing the negative messages from people around him, from his parents when he was younger, from his school teachers, from some of his colleagues and friends, from his boss, from his partner. Well, I'm talking about you and me in our own lives. It was only when the cowardly lion turned inward, looked deep into his nature, that he claimed what had always been within himself. It was courage. Risking, releasing your inner secrets kept requires a great deal of courage. You have to be willing to let go. Letting go can be one of the most painful things we do with our life, and not letting go can be equally painful. And it can result in the death of your soul, in the death of your life, the death of your espiritus, that which is our connection to our body and this worldly plane. And it is on that note that we begin our discussion today. Turns out that the show, The British Lady Has Spoken, and we only have 90 seconds left. I'm not sure why that is. I will do my best to call back in and see if we can get something to happen here. If nothing else, we will continue this next week if I'm not able to get us back on the air in the moment. Well, basically what I do want to talk about today and next week as well are these five dimensions of ourselves that are necessary for healing to occur. Again, they include the physical, the emotional, the mental, the psychological, and the physical. Yes, we have social dimensions, environmental, all of these dimensions. Through this, I'm meaning to talk about the whole person coming back to wholeness. And on that note, we'll continue next week. Thank you for listening today, and I'm sorry that the show has ended early for some reason. As I said, I'll do what I can to see about getting us back on air. But for now, really consider what I've shared with you today.